So the first thing I wanted to start with is just a little overview of Star Kids. The thing here is that what is in this paper is pretty much at this point what I know, but this is a pretty comprehensive overview. So hopefully this will help y'all. The second part, and I'm not sure if it's in your, I know it's not in your written materials yet, it might be in your briefcase already, but if not, it will be, is some information about programs that HHSC manages for Medicaid, and it gives, and some of which have been mentioned today, like Texas Home Living, the Star Plus Plus waiver, things like that. It's going to have more specific information, and I'll tell you where you can find that information. The last part of it is a few changes that, or updates to the handbook, or what we're doing while we're waiting to update the handbook. So we'll start with Star Kids. And Star Kids was required by Senate Bill 7 from the 2013 legislative session. It's required that we set up a capitated Medicaid managed care program for children. It includes MDCP children, but is not exclusive to MDCP. It was implemented just this past November. So the information I have from the middle of January is that there were approximately 163,000 kids involved in the program starting in November. That's changed a little bit, and those numbers were incomplete, so it may be a lot higher than that. Star Plus Plus is a comprehensive strength-based assessment program that also includes person-centered planning.